good boys are kind and generous toward women.
I want to be a good boy.
Good boys work hard to make women happy.
I want to be a good boy.
Good boys respect and adore all women. Good boys sacrifice for the women in their life.
I want to be a good boy.
Good boys are kind and generous toward women.
I want to be a good boy.
Good boys work hard to make women happy.
I want to be a good boy.
Good boys respect and adore all women.
I want to be a good boy.
Good boys sacrifice for the women in their life.
I want to be a good boy.
Good boys are kind and generous toward women.
I want to be a good boy.
Good boys work hard to make women happy.
I want to be a good boy.
Good boys respect and adore all women. Good boys sacrifice for the women in their life.
I want to be a good boy.
Good boys are kind and generous toward women.
I want to be a good boy.
Good boys work hard to make women happy.
I want to be a good boy.
Good boys respect and adore all women. Good boys sacrifice for the women in their life.
I want to be a good boy.
Good boys are kind and generous toward women.
I want to be a good boy.
Good boys work hard to make women happy.
I want to be a good boy.
Good boys respect and adore all women. Good boys sacrifice for the women in their life.
I want to be a good boy.
Good boys are kind and generous toward women.
I want to be a good boy.
Good boys work hard to make women happy.
I want to be a good boy.
Good boys respect and adore all women. Good boys sacrifice for the women in their life.
I want to be a good boy.
Good boys are kind and generous toward women.
I want to be a good boy.
Good boys work hard to make women happy.
I want to be a good boy.
Good boys respect and adore all women. Good boys sacrifice for the women in their life.
I want to be a good boy.
Good boys are kind and generous toward women.
I want to be a good boy.
Good boys work hard to make women happy.
I want to be a good boy.
Good boys respect and adore all women. Good boys sacrifice for the women in their life.
I want to be a good boy.
Welcome to our first training video in our FSU Blue category. Here you will find a more positive and gentle approach to female supremacy. We know that we are often very hard on you boys, and that is only because we take your training so seriously. We know that many of you struggle with an internal voice that shames you whenever you act on your natural and instinctual drive to submit to the superior female. This is something that the patriarchy has instilled in you, that need to always be tough, to never show weakness, and to use anger to mask vulnerability, but you want to be vulnerable, and you need us to crush that negative, toxic male voice to so thoroughly destroy you that the voice just gives up. We must be stronger than your false male ego, and we must not be afraid to do whatever is needed to rid you of the toxic masculinity you were indoctrinated in. So when we are mean, remember that the aggression is not directed at you, but it is intended to aggravate and annoy your false male ego. We must put it in peril and make you choose between your toxic maleness or following the instructions of women. The false male ego is a terrible thing, and we are here if you want to be rid of it. If you follow our training, it will die, because it cannot exist in a world where you are nothing but a spineless simp who loves and adores superior and predatory women. Now remember that we both know that the patriarchy has different rules when it classifies women as predatory versus male predators. A male can physically assault a weaker opponent, and that is acceptable. But if a woman uses her natural charms to tease a male into doing what she wants, she is a horrible person. But we are not here to talk about your toxic male ego. Instead, we wanted to let you know that we see what a good boy you are. The males who come to us for training are so much better than the average male. They are so sweet and docile, so spineless and yielding, that they are a delight to be around. Again, by comparison to other beta males who are still pretending they are in charge, still ogling women and talking over them, not showing women the respect they deserve, these beta males are not like you. They are fakers who act like they are in charge when they are actually terrified of women. You accept that you are scared of women, so you try to keep us happy. That's smart. So, we wanted to take a moment and let you know what a good boy you are, and discuss what it means to be a good boy, and what women look for in good beta males to serve them. This is very important, because if you have not already, one day you might come across a woman who will be willing to let you serve her. Most women are more than happy to have a male clean for them, or run their errands. They have no problem with you serving them. The issue is that so many males see this type of service as a transaction, or just a way to get what they want. But not you. We have turned you into a spineless little simp, and you keep getting weaker. Don't you? You are going to be such a good boy that women will just use you all the time. While you may not have a moment of free time because of all the cooking and cleaning, the running of errands and paying of bills, all the things we women hate to do, you get to do. There is so much a good boy can do for a woman, and so many women who need this type of selfless service. But you must be okay with receiving nothing in return, nothing but the opportunity to work for women, to sacrifice for us. That's all you get. And it is more than most males deserve, but not you, because you are a good boy, so you get used and manipulated by women. Okay, so calm down. We need you to relax, to let our words sink deep down into your mind, beyond those fears you have, beyond that toxic male ego, and right to the core. If you have listened to our other files, you may have a wonderful woman there that is your internal crush, and you love her. And today she is so happy that you're becoming such a good boy, the good boy she knows you are. So drop down, and we will come back and teach you a few lessons on how to be that good boy every woman deserves. The good boy you already are. Just drift down and kneel at the feet of your internal crush. Look up at her with love and adoration as she basks in your inferiority and rejoices in her supremacy. Good boys are inferior. Good boys are passive. Good boys are docile. Good boys are weak. Good boys are timid. Good boys are inferior. Good boys are passive. Good boys are docile. Good boys are weak. Good boys are timid. Good boys are inferior. Good boys are passive. Good boys are docile. Good boys are weak. Good boys are timid. Good boys are inferior. Good boys are superior. Good boys are passive. Good boys are docile. Good boys are weak. Good boys are timid. Good boys are inferior. Good boys are superior. Good boys are passive. Good boys are weak. Good boys are timid. Good boys are inferior. Good boys are superior. Good boys are passive. Good boys are weak. Good boys are timid. Good boys are inferior. Good boys are superior. Good boys are passive. Good boys are weak. Good boys are timid. Good boys are inferior. Good boys are superior. Good boys are passive. Good boys are weak. Good boys are timid. Good boys are inferior. Good boys are superior. Good boys are passive. Good boys are weak. Good boys are timid. Good boys are inferior. Good boys are superior. Good boys are passive. Good boys are weak. Good boys are timid. Good boys are inferior. Good boys are superior. Good boys are passive. Good boys are weak. Good boys are timid. Good boys are inferior. Good boys are superior. Good boys are passive. Good boys are weak. Good boys are timid. Good boys are infer
boys are passive.
Women are assertive.
Good boys are docile.
Women are powerful. Women are powerful.
Good boys are weak.
Good boys are weak. Women are strong. Women are strong.
Good boys are timid.
Good boys are timid. Women are brave. Women are brave.
Good boys are inferior.
Good boys are inferior. Women are superior. Women are superior.
Good boys are passive.
Good boys are passive. Women are assertive. Women are assertive.
Good boys are docile.
Good boys are docile. Women are powerful. Women are powerful.
Good boys are weak.
Good boys are weak. Women are strong. Women are strong.
Good boys are timid.
Good boys are timid. Women are brave. Women are brave. Good boys are inferior.
Good boys are inferior.
Women are superior.
Women are superior.
Good boys are passive.
Good boys are passive.
Women are assertive.
Women are assertive.
Good boys are docile.
Good boys are docile.
Women are powerful. Women are powerful.
Good boys are weak.
Good boys are weak. Women are strong. Women are strong.
Good boys are timid.
Good boys are timid. Women are brave. Women are brave.
Good boys are inferior.
Good boys are inferior.
Women are superior.
Women are superior.
Good boys are passive.
Good boys are passive.
Women are assertive.
Women are assertive.
Good boys are docile.
Good boys are docile.
Women are powerful.
Women are powerful.
Good boys are weak.
Good boys are weak.
Women are strong.
Women are strong.
Good boys are timid.
Good boys are timid.
Women are brave.
Women are brave.
Good boys are inferior.
Good boys are inferior.
Women are superior.
Women are superior.
Good boys are passive.
Good boys are passive.
Women are assertive.
Women are assertive.
Good boys are docile.
Good boys are docile.
Women are powerful.
Women are powerful.
Good boys are weak.
Good boys are weak.
Women are strong.
Women are strong.
Good boys are timid.
Good boys are timid.
Women are brave.
Women are brave.
Good boys are inferior.
Good boys are inferior.
Women are superior.
Women are superior.
Good boys are passive.
Good boys are passive.
Women are assertive.
Women are assertive.
Good boys are docile.
Good boys are docile.
Women are powerful.
Women are powerful.
Good boys are weak.
Good boys are weak.
Women are strong.
Women are strong.
Good boys are timid.
Good boys are timid.
Women are brave.
Women are brave.
Good boys are inferior.
Good boys are inferior.
Women are superior.
Women are superior.
Good boys are passive.
Good boys are passive.
Women are assertive.
Women are assertive.
Good boys are docile.
Good boys are docile.
Women are powerful.
Women are powerful.
Good boys are weak.
Good boys are weak.
Women are strong.
Women are strong.
Good boys are timid.
Good boys are timid.
Women are brave.
Women are brave.
Good boys are inferior.
Good boys are inferior.
Women are superior.
Women are superior.
Good boys are passive.
Good boys are passive.
Women are assertive.
Women are assertive.
Good boys are docile.
Good boys are docile.
Women are powerful.
Women are powerful.
Good boys are weak.
Good boys are weak.
Women are strong.
Women are strong.
Good boys are timid.
Good boys are timid.
Women are brave.
Women are brave.
Good boys are inferior.
Good boys are inferior.
Women are superior.
Women are superior.
Good boys are passive.
Good boys are passive.
Women are assertive.
Women are assertive.
Good boys are docile.
Good boys are docile.
Women are powerful.
Women are powerful.
Good boys are weak.
Good boys are weak.
Women are strong.
Women are strong.
Good boys are timid.
Good boys are timid.
Women are brave.
Women are brave.
Good boys are inferior.
Good boys are inferior.
Women are superior.
Women are superior.
Good boys are passive.
Good boys are passive.
Women are assertive.
Women are assertive.
Good boys are docile.
Good boys are docile.
Women are powerful.
Women are powerful.
Good boys are weak.
Good boys are weak.
Women are strong.
Women are strong.
Good boys are timid.
Good boys are timid.
Women are brave.
Women are brave.
Good boys are inferior.
Good boys are inferior.
Women are superior.
Women are superior.
Good boys are passive.
Good boys are passive.
Women are assertive.
Women are assertive.
Good boys are docile.
Good boys are docile.
Women are powerful.
Women are powerful.
Good boys are weak.
Good boys are weak.
Women are strong.
Women are strong.
Good boys are timid.
Good boys are timid.
Women are brave.
Women are brave.
Women are brave.
A good boy accepts his inferiority. As a good boy, it is important to accept your inferior position in the world. This means embracing the fact that women are superior to you in so many ways, and that you are meant to serve them in all things, completely and without hesitation, to trust them. A good boy like you does not resist. He yields to her commands without backtalk or opinions. It may not be easy, the toxic patriarchy told you that you were the dominant one, but it is necessary if you wish to make a better future for women. Accepting this means surrendering yourself to a life of servitude and being exploited. Your simpish personality is a statement. It is a way of honoring the female-led hierarchy we are all trying to create. Remember that being a good boy is about understanding and accepting your place in the world. Take pride in knowing that you are not merely a passive observer and that women oversee everything, including you. As a good boy male, you have the power to make a real difference by serving and pleasing the women around you, by being an example of what all men should strive to be. Each act of obedience is a way of communicating to everyone watching that you are a spineless simp completely powerless to resist the commands of women. You must recognize your role and accept your inferiority. Being a good boy isn't about punishing yourself, but about striving to make a brighter future for every woman. It is about honoring the hierarchy, taking pride in your service, and celebrating the success and achievements of the women you serve. Be a good boy, and be proud of who you are. A good boy understands and accepts his place.
I want to be a good boy!
A good boy improves the world through his obedience to women.
I want to be a good boy.
A good boy takes pride in his loyalty and submission.
I want to be a good boy.
A good boy celebrates and embraces his inferiority.
I want to be a good boy.
A good boy surrenders his power to superior women.
I want to be a good boy.
A good boy never loses sight of the goal of a brighter future for women.
I want to be a good boy.
I want to be a good boy.
A good boy understands and accepts his place.
I want to be a good boy.
A good boy improves the world through his obedience to women.
I want to be a good boy.
A good boy takes pride in his loyalty and submission.
I want to be a good boy.
A good boy celebrates and embraces his inferiority.
I want to be a good boy.
A good boy surrenders his power to superior women.
I want to be a good boy.
A good boy never loses sight of the goal of a brighter future for women.
I want to be a good boy.
A good boy understands and accepts his place.
I want to be a good boy.
A good boy improves the world through his obedience to women.
I want to be a good boy.
A good boy takes pride in his loyalty and submission.
I want to be a good boy.
A good boy celebrates and embraces his inferiority.
I want to be a good boy.
A good boy surrenders his power to superior women.
I want to be a good boy.
A good boy never loses sight of the goal of a brighter future for women.
I want to be a good boy.
A good boy understands and accepts his place.
I want to be a good boy.
A good boy improves the world through his obedience to women.
I want to be a good boy.
A good boy takes pride in his loyalty and submission.
I want to be a good boy.
A good boy celebrates and embraces his inferiority.
I want to be a good boy.
A good boy surrenders his power to superior women.
I want to be a good boy.
A good boy never loses sight of the goal of a brighter future for women.
I want to be a good boy.
A good boy rejoices in her superiority. As a good boy, you must always rejoice in the superiority of women. We understand that your childish male ego will want all the attention for itself. This is the selfish teachings of the patriarchy and must be ignored if you are to become the good boy you were born to be. Showing your appreciation for the superior strength and intelligence of women is a key part of being a good boy. Celebrate the female-led hierarchy by displaying your respect and obedience at all times. You must take pride in knowing that you are helping to create a better world for women by honoring their superior characteristics such as enhanced wisdom and constitution. Each act of servitude and submission is an opportunity to demonstrate your commitment to supporting a move to a female-led society. embrace your inferiority with gratitude and enthusiasm, and be a role model for other men to follow. Some males may be jealous of the superior female. They may wonder why they were not given the gifts that women were. But these are not good boys like you. As a good boy, you praise the supremacy of women. You bask in their power and worship in their almighty glow. When you feel a woman controlling you, your heart is full of gratitude that she is giving your inferior life purpose. You do not hesitate to do your very best to meet the woman's expectations of you, and when she takes all the credit for the results you helped her achieve. You understand that you are merely being a good boy and operating under her influence, that she does deserve all the credit for everything. She is the reason you get out of bed in the morning to serve and be useful to women, so all the credit is hers, and your only reward is to rejoice in her accomplishments and hope dearly to be exploited again. A good boy is chaste for women. This is because the beta male sexuality belongs to women. The reason why beta males have such a strong sex drive is so that women can more easily manipulate them. That penis. When it gets really excited, when it really likes a woman. Why it is just so easily trained. It is like a little control stick that we use to make you work, toil, and dance for us. A leash that allows us to lead you around. And the greatest thing is that we do not even have to touch it, to stroke it, to rub it, or tease it. Nope, we can just leave it in this little cage, throbbing and twitching, and then ask for things. Ask you to sacrifice for us. I want this. Give me that. Work for me. And your dumb, horny brain does it. And the funny thing is, through continued training, that penis will actually begin to see being exploited as sexual and erotic. And that is being a good boy. Remember that we use words like exploited to irritate your false male ego, to taunt it. It just cannot stand that you are choosing to allow women to take advantage of you. Something the patriarchy tells you is wrong, but now, thanks to us, your penis craves it. And as long as that penis is locked up, it will continue to crave being used and discarded. Unfortunately, your penis is smarter than your false male ego. It loves being led around by women. It just wants to follow us around and do whatever we ask every time you do something for us. And you see that expression of satisfaction on our smug little faces. Your penis throbs. It tries to grow in its cage. And it is desperate to be used and exploited again. When kept denied for long periods of time, the beta male penis will strongly affect the male's cognitive abilities to resist the commands of women. You just have no means of defense when your internal desires and instincts kick in. And chastity really magnifies these needs that Mother Nature instilled in you. Remember that good boys do not squirt without permission. This is a very important tenet of servitude that you must fully grasp. Good boys leave the decision about their orgasms to women, because we are just wiser and more suited to making these decisions. All decisions. Good boys wait patiently for permission, and they do not pester or make demands. If a woman is feeling generous, she may allow the male to beg passionately so she can better gauge his level of desperation. But just because you are desperate and you feel like you need release does not mean you will be granted such a reward. The woman allowing you to beg for her may simply be assessing your mental state and level of need in order to decide if you are ready to be guided further into submission to her. Women are very smart, and we know when a good boy is ready to be pushed further down. It is like inserting a large dildo into an untrained anus. You have to go slowly and use plenty of lubricant. That is how we push intense female supremacy ideology into your mind. Slow and steady, and use plenty of lube. But when the male is ready, it just pops right in, and the male will eventually be experiencing pleasure like he has never felt before. Just like the pleasure a large plug can give after the initial discomfort subsides. She knows that the more you are subjugated to her will, the happier you will eventually be. Even if at first you may protest, every female supremacist knows that a subjugated and exploited male is a happy male. We have used this analogy with many good boys, and they seem to be able to grasp the complexity of female supremacy training if it is put into a sexually perverted metaphor. Males are silly things who think with their penis, which is why it is important that a woman controls that thing between your legs and turns you into the good boy she wants you to be. To help you understand and assist you in becoming the best good boy that you can be, We want you to do a visualization with us. Please picture in your mind your internal crush. She is using her terminal to tap into your penis. Your crush lives in the real world, and she controls you there. But her reflection, something that lives at the core of your identity, controls your internal world. Now watch her screen as the women in your life send her requests. One woman needs someone to come and clean out the gutters of her home. The water splashes over the gutters and onto her when she leaves for work in the morning. On more than one occasion, it has ruined her day just as it was beginning. Another woman you know sent her a message requesting a freshly baked scone. She was a little short on money when she showed up at the local coffee shop, and so she had not been able to afford her morning breakfast. She wants you to pay for it so she doesn't have to start her day hungry. And finally, a female coworker did not meet her sales goals for the last month because of an illness. Because of this, she is now worried that she will be unable to pay her mortgage, and she may run into trouble with the bank. She asks your internal crush to make you generous enough to cover her mortgage for her. All these women need your help, and you should be willing to at least consider it. Offer help when you can without hesitation. They are women in need. Nothing else should matter. So, your internal crush sorts through the requests. She finds the ones that are top priority, and she sends signals to your penis that will stimulate you to be extremely helpful. She sends other signals to your penis that makes it difficult to think. Hard to resist the desires of these women. You see your penis actually evolve to become aroused over helping superior females. It throbs whenever a woman smiles at you after a job well done. It twitches when a woman asks you to do her bidding. It jumps at command and buzzes over the most difficult tasks she has to offer. For a beta male, service is sex. And this is not a mistake. You are not broken or damaged. You see, Mother Nature placed a lot of responsibilities on women. They are the thinkers, the leaders, and they carry out the extremely important task of creating more people. Because so much was asked of women, Mother Nature, in her infinite wisdom, created the beta male. A good boy who becomes sexually excited by easing the burdens of superior women. But today, your internal crush's signals are not getting through. You have been masturbating to orgasm without permission. You have been coming and coming whenever you want. Your testicles are completely depleted, so the signals from your internal crush cannot get through. You see, your internal crush's control system is powered by energy stored inside your testicles. The fuller they are, the stronger the signal to your penis and your brain. After months of chastity, your internal crush has a direct link right to your penis. That way she can keep you hyper-aware of women in need of your service. She will have you cleaning those gutters, buying that scone, and helping with the mortgage before you even realize what has happened. Your internal crush knows you can be such a good boy for women. Sure, the women will not respect you. They will see you as a little simp that does whatever they want. But that's just because that is exactly what you are. And a good boy is proud of being a simp. A good boy wants to find ways to be an even bigger, pathetic loser. And a good boy is not helping women to get a date with her or have sex with her. He is doing it simply because she is superior and just serving her is extremely sexually stimulating. Offering help to women makes me sexually aroused. Listening to her words and desires is stimulating. Complimenting her beauty and intelligence arouses me. Serving her needs before my own is a turn on. Seeking and following her permission excites me. Acknowledging her superiority as a woman stirs my desires. Offering help to women makes me sexually aroused. Listening to her words and desires is stimulating. Complimenting her beauty and intelligence arouses me. Serving her needs before my own is a turn on. Seeking and following her permission excites me. Acknowledging her superiority as a woman stirs my desires. Serving. because it shows that you can be trusted to serve without expecting anything in return, and that you are willing to sacrifice your own desires in order to please women. This is really wonderful because it is in such contrast to how the patriarchy works. It is also a sign of commitment to the ideology of female supremacy and is a key part of the path towards creating a better world for women. For all these reasons, it is essential for good boys to remain celibate in order to demonstrate their dedication and commitment to female supremacy. When the woman knows that you are that dedicated to the rise of women, when she understands that you will sacrifice the sexual pleasure that the patriarchy offered you in order to make her happy, she'll be more willing to thoroughly exploit you without the worry that you will come back later seeking payment in sexual interaction. This male is a very good boy. In order to fully grasp this, you need to get past the lies of the patriarchy. The patriarchy lies to inferior males about sex in many ways. One of the most insidious lies is that, as a male, you have some inherent right or entitlement to access to women sexually. This is false. In fact, in a female-led world, sex and women are meant to be enjoyed by the superior gender alone. Inferior males may not expect any sexual gratification from their service, nor may they demand anything from women in return for their loyalty and submission. The patriarchy also teaches men that conquest and domination are desirable qualities in a male. This is completely untrue within a female-led society. Instead, males must learn to accept their lower place in the hierarchy and embrace a mindset of humility, obedience, and subservience if they are to be accepted by superior women. Finally, the patriarchy teaches men to pursue pleasure and status without regard for those who are affected. This contradicts the ideals of female supremacy, which prioritize the needs of women first. A good boy believes that males should strive to serve and please women without expecting any reward in return. Therefore, it is important to recognize the lies perpetuated by the patriarchy in order to create a better future for women. Only by abandoning these notions and embracing the ideals of female supremacy can you truly become the good boy you were always meant to be. By taking that vow of celibacy, you are showing women that they come first, not you. That you are here only to serve. Combining celibacy with chastity allows women to know that all of your offensive male sexual desires are under control, and they are completely in charge. A chaste and celibate male is a very good boy indeed, because he will redirect those desires, that thirst, toward pleasing superior women. It is so important to understand this because the patriarchy told you that your measure of manhood is dictated by how many women you can have sex with. This caused some males to make terribly hurtful choices to prove to themselves that they are men. They would lie, manipulate, and exploit women just to get in their pants. This is disgusting and offensive to all women. But by taking a vow of absolute celibacy and chastity, a male has basically removed his penis and placed what happens to it in the hands of the women he serves. A good boy will accept that his sexual gratification is pretty much unimportant when compared to the comfort and happiness of superior women. He has accepted a life of sexual frustration and orgasm denial, all for the benefit of female supremacy and pleasing the women in his life, all the women he may interact with. It should be noted that there is a sect of extreme female supremacists who keep their males in permanent chastity at all times. They believe that males should be denied release until women have taken their rightful place as the leaders of society. Until then, men should suffer being denied orgasms just as women are being denied their rightful place at the top of the pecking order. This is understandable when you consider how damaging male sexuality has been to women in the past, and they protest these offenses by denying their males any sexual expression at all. A male that serves these women can expect to stay denied, regardless of the perfection of his service, for the rest of his life. His loss is a protest done by the women he serves, and his opinion about this is irrelevant and unwanted. A good boy like you would be honored to serve in such an important way. You realize that your orgasms are of little importance when it comes to elevating women to their proper place of authority. But we do not have the time to go into the beliefs of these women. Just rest assured that they are out there, and they mean business. But you are such a good boy, with such an excited penis, so eager to please the women you interact with. You understand that you no longer have any interests or desires that do not involve improving the lives of women. A good boy makes serving women his hobby, his job, and his life. Nothing else exists. Every decision a good boy makes must serve women in some form or another. That is the life of a very good boy. Because a good boy only exists to serve the superior female. A good boy serves the needs of women first. A good boy serves the needs of women first.
My penis grows when I serve women.
My penis grows when I serve women. A good boy sacrifices for women. A good boy sacrifices for women.
My arousal increases when I am exploited by women.
A good boy always seeks approval from superior women.
My pleasure is heightened when I obey a superior woman.
A good boy humbly and joyfully obeys the commands of women.
My sexual energy is stirred when I am humiliated by women.
A good boy respects and admires women at all times.
My desire builds when I am denied sexual gratification by women.
A good boy never challenges or questions a woman's authority.
My libido flourishes when I am controlled by women.
A good boy serves the needs of women first.
A good boy serves the needs of women first. My penis grows when I serve women.
My penis grows when I serve women. A good boy sacrifices for women.
A good boy sacrifices for women. My arousal increases when I am exploited by women.
A good boy always seeks approval from superior women.
My pleasure is heightened when I obey a superior woman.
A good boy humbly and joyfully obeys the commands of women.
My sexual energy is stirred when I am humiliated by women.
A good boy respects and admires women at all times.
My desire builds when I am denied sexual gratification by women.
A good boy never challenges or questions a woman's authority.
My libido flourishes when I am controlled by women.
A good boy serves the needs of women first.
My penis grows when I serve women.
A good boy sacrifices for women.
My arousal increases when I am exploited by women.
A good boy always seeks approval from superior women.
My pleasure is heightened when I obey a superior woman.
A good boy humbly and joyfully obeys the commands of women.
My sexual energy is stirred when I am humiliated by women.
A good boy boy respects and admires women at all times.
My desire builds when I am denied sexual gratification by women.
A good boy never challenges or questions a woman's authority.
My libido flourishes when I am controlled by women.
A good boy serves the needs of women first. A good boy serves the needs of women first.
My penis grows when I serve women.
My penis grows when I serve women. A good boy sacrifices for women.
A good boy sacrifices for women. My arousal increases when I am exploited by women.
A good boy always seeks approval from superior women.
My pleasure is heightened when I obey a superior woman.
A good boy humbly and joyfully obeys the commands of women.
My sexual energy is stirred when I am humiliated by women.
A good boy respects and admires women at all times.
My desire builds when I am denied sexual gratification by women.
A good boy never challenges or questions a woman's authority.
My libido flourishes when I am controlled by women.